is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin out on the campaign trail. Former President Trump was in the battleground state of Pennsylvania last night. He told the crowd in Latrobe,
"Your vote will decide whether we give up on America or whether we save America. It's the most important election you're ever going to have." Yeah! Really is.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
Pennsylvania has 19 electoral votes, the most out of any battleground state. And that's why both campaigns have been crisscrossing this state, making more than 50 appearances in just the last 3 months.
Vice President Harris is banking on star power to boost supporters. She rallied in Detroit yesterday with Lizzo, and last night, Usher joined her in Atlanta. Former President Obama speaking at a Harris-Walsh rally in Las Vegas. He bashed former President Trump's response to the pandemic.
"People were dying, our hospitals were overrun. He's the president of the United States, and at one point he said, 'I don't take any responsibility at all.' I am not sure any American president has ever uttered those words."
Election day is only 16 days away. Boeing workers may soon be back on the job after a tentative contract agreement's been reached. CBS's Itai Hodd with what's in it.
The four-year proposal calls for a 35% wage increase, improvements to retirement benefits, and a $7,000 signing bonus.
And our Jerika Duncan tells us your mailman or woman may finally get a new contract too.
They've been working without a contract since last spring. The new contract includes a backdated pay raise and air-conditioned trucks.
At least seven people died late yesterday afternoon when a dock collapsed at Georgia's Sapelo Island. The search for victims continues. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted its 2024 class last night.
An electric performance from Dua Lipa of the Cher classic Believe to open up the 39th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies here in Cleveland. The house coming down when Cher herself came on stage. It's no secret she wasn't exactly on board with her induction at first. Backstage, though, all seemed to be smoothed over, saying her long journey in the music biz was never easy.
"I always thought of myself as like a bumper car. I would just back up, turn in a different direction because I wasn't going to just stop doing what I love."
Matt Wolf for CBS News Cleveland.
While last night was for the rockers, it is country's turn tonight. This evening in Nashville, the Country Music Hall of Fame will hold its induction ceremony. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A rocky start for a royal visit to Australia.
The visit by King Charles and Queen Camilla has been overshadowed by renewed calls for Australia to become a republic, at a new survey showing a massive slide in support for the monarchy under the King's leadership.
It's time to say farewell to monarchy.
Esther Anatolidis from Australia's Republican Movement.
We're saying to Charles and Camilla, have a lovely time in our country, but it really is time to wave goodbye.
Due to the King's health, he spent a few rest days in Sydney ahead of official engagements this coming week before later flying to Samoa. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Make sure your fantasy lineup is set while you're eating breakfast as the New England Patriots take on the Jacksonville Jags at London's iconic Wembley Stadium this morning. There have been two international games during the regular season so far. This is the final one. Kickoff's at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies for your Sunday. Southwest winds light and under 10 miles per hour with highs in the mid-70s. Clear skies tonight. Our lows will bottom out in the mid-50s. Monday looking much like Sunday. Sunny skies and mid-70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
One touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never would. Oh, no, no.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh, Peggy.
need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not gonna get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
buy-in for the people. In separate rulings October 16th, courts in Alabama and Nebraska sided with voters over zealous state officials, protecting the right to register and vote in the 2024 election. In August, the Alabama Secretary of State announced a purge of registered voters who had or once had a non-citizen identification number issued with a federal green card as a legal resident alien. But many of those registered are now naturalized citizens. A federal district court judge ruled that Alabama must halt that process and restore voting rights to those affected, citing long-standing federal law requiring purges to be completed 90 days or earlier from an election. The Nebraska Supreme Court rejected an attempt by the Secretary of State to subvert a 20-year-old state law allowing formerly incarcerated Nebraskans convicted of a felony to register and vote. Secretary of State Robert Enven cited an opinion by the Nebraska Attorney General that only the Nebraska Board of Pardons could restore that right. He directed election officials in July to ignore the law and stop registering those citizens. The state Supreme Court's reversal of that order affects as many as 7,000 returning citizens. Those already registered will automatically be restored, and those eligible have until October 25th to register in person. We have resources to check a registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex
well,
away.
Well, the girls can't stand her 'cause she walks, looks and cries like an
ace. You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun.
She's okay.
but she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a lady.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Flawless and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing this song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
And McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar. McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all for a spoonful.
McGuire
just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually.
California dreaming is becoming a reality.
When you're down and out, Thank you. preacher's son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
WRJN.
I know. mean. I know you've heard it. Got the woman.
Got to feel like.
Soon take advantage of you.
Got to feel like.
Let me tell you.
Feel like.
My friend.
Got to feel like.
I just ain't
feel
no
like.
To do to.
Got to feel
so
like.
You oughta
feel like
the lady.
Got to feel like.
Best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving you all the you can see. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her,
tease her,
but most of all you got to please her. You got to hold her and warn her and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman. It is the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me love to can see. You know what I mean.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire.
Sunny,
one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Pennsylvania, where former President Trump is campaigning this weekend. CBS's Kate